I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, you have an impossible-to-avoid track from 2011 that has a strong Oklahoma connection.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Ryan here wrote a story for Oklahoma Today magazine that I remain extremely jealous of. He managed to track down an interview with Muskogee, Oklahoma native Esther Dean, an in-demand songwriter who's penned major hits for some of the biggest names of the last two decades. Dean has credits on songs by Beyonce, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Usher, Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, the list goes on. My far and away favorite Dean-written track, though, has always been Nicki Minaj's Super Bass. It's an absolutely bonkers 3.5-minute rainbow blast of pop and hip-hop euphoria. And yesterday, it was named the 15th best track of this decade by the critical tastemakers at Pitchfork.com. The song's followed an unconventional path to becoming both critically lauded and a mainstream hit. It was a bonus track on Minaj's 2010 studio debut, Pink Friday, and only the fifth single on the record. But it caught on with American radio DJs after Taylor Swift praised it in an interview with the station in Nashville, and eventually it would get certified 8 times platinum. Not bad for an Okie from Muskogee, huh?
That's Nicki Minaj's Super Bass, co-written by Muskogee and Tulsa native Esther Dean. Pitchfork's top 200 tracks of the decade thus far also includes the song Cruel by Tulsa native St. Vincent and Countdown by Beyonce, which was co-written by Esther Dean and fellow Oklahoman Julie Frost. You can see the whole list at Pitchfork.com. Next up, the title track from the upcoming record from Canadian musician Caribou.
A few weeks ago, we played you guys a very warm, tender electronic track called Can't Do Without You from Caribou, a one-man electronic project operating in roughly the same territory as Burial and James Blake. And while that song steadily built to a very loud, exhilarating dance floor ending, this new one, called Our Love, is essentially broken up into two parts, the first being a little breathier and more open, the second being more frenetic and intense. What I like best about Our Love, though, after the turgid bass line that anchors the back half of the song, is how often Caribou changes up the instrumentation, just about every measure without losing the groove. There's lots of sounds popping up in there too, like violins that dart in for a couple of seconds, only to disappear for the remainder of the song.
That's Caribou with the title track from his new album, due out October 7th on Merge Records. And finally, a new solo track from the ever-busy Jay Massis.
It's hard to talk about former Dinosaur Jr. frontman Jay Massis without using the word consistency. The dude's been cranking out quality indie rock records since the mid-80s, both with that band and under his own name, and even with various side projects like the stoner metal band Witch. I like him best, though, when he sounds worn out, which is exactly the vibe coming off this new song called Every Morning. Massis plays 3 separate guitar solos on it, which I would say is about average for a Jay Massis song. Stayed out past the morning. Someone peeled it off too soon. Every morning makes it hard on me. Every morning makes it hard on me. Then I wake to who I'll never be. Life I lead.
Matt Carney is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. The current issue of Look at OKC has Nick Trugakis looking at craft brewing in Oklahoma. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.